Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us, and we thank you, Lord, that eternal life resides within believers, those of us who are your children. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can learn more about eternal life by fellowshipping with you through prayer. So we thank you, Father, for the privilege of prayer, and we thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're talking about the prayer life, and we're calling this series Types of Prayer. We said in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, that Jesus spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And the C.B. Williams translation says, and never to give up. You know, prayer is just so important, and we ought always to pray. We always need to be in prayer. Paul said, pray without ceasing. And then over in Ephesians 6:18, Paul writes, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And Goodspeed translation says, use every kind of prayer. Amplified Classic says, with all manner of prayer. So there are different kinds of prayer, and there are different guidelines, we could say, for different types of prayer, just like there are different rules for different types of ball games, basketball or football or soccer or whatever. And we're just kind of going through and highlighting some of the different types of prayer. And we want to talk about another kind of prayer, and that's praying in the Spirit. In fact, notice he says in Ephesians 6:18, we just read, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. It's important to pray in the Spirit, from the Spirit of God and the way He is guiding. I found this quote years ago. It says, true prayer is God the Holy Spirit talking to God the Father in the name of God the Son, and the believer's heart is the prayer room. Isn't that cool? Listen, let me read that again. True prayer is God the Holy Spirit talking to God the Father in the name of God the Son, and the believer's heart is the prayer room. Paul says we ought to pray with all kinds of prayer in the Spirit. In other words, following the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to pray through us. And we're going to talk very briefly about praying in the Spirit, and we're going to focus a little bit on praying in tongues and praying in an unknown tongue. And I just saw something in my notes. I want to back up real quick again. I saw this. This is kind of interesting. I wrote this down years ago. Different types of prayer. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Of course, the word thee there, it may have been added. And so someone said, I wrote this down in my notes, that we're praying in Spirit. So it's like a place, a location we're praying. Isn't that cool? I like that. I hadn't thought about that in years, but we're praying in a place, in Spirit, in the Spirit realm. So we're not going to get off into the being filled with the Holy Spirit scriptures. I want to address that in a separate episode. But for those of you who are filled with the Spirit, or those who you're thinking about it, these are some scriptures you can meditate on. We have a lot of different types of folks listening to this, different denominations, non-denominations, people in church, people not in church. So we have all sorts of backgrounds and perspectives. But let me just read a couple of scriptures, and that this may whet your appetite a little bit if you're not familiar with praying in the Spirit or praying in other tongues. So let me just read a couple of scriptures and we'll see where this goes. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 14 through 17. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. Isn't that cool? My spirit's praying in the Spirit. But my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say Amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understands not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. So we know in a group of people that if we pray, our spirit's praying, if we speak out or we pray without interpretation or speak He goes on to say, let me back up there. I'll pray in the spirit. I will pray with understanding also. I will sing with the spirit. I'll sing with understanding also. And there's another place we'll talk about later where if we speak out in a known tongue, an unknown tongue, we need to have an interpretation. In other words, how will somebody be blessed if they don't understand what you're saying? I know the first time I heard someone speak in tongues, it scared me. I thought, oh my gosh, what are they saying? I didn't know what they were saying. And they were just praying and beside me or near me, and it scared me, and there was nobody there who interpreted that because they were praising God. And that's a different type of situation. But we need to pray ourselves and be able to pray. It's good, very good. Let me rephrase that. Instead of need to pray, it's very helpful to pray in an unknown tongue and allow our spirit to pray through us. I want to read verse 14, 1 Corinthians 14:14 from the Amplified Classic. It reads this way, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays, but my mind is unproductive, it bears no fruit, and helps nobody." But I love that. It says, if I pray, when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit within me prays. My spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. So I think it's important to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us as we pray in English or in whatever your language is or in an unknown tongue. Another scripture talking about praying in tongues, and there are numerous scriptures, and we'll go into more of those when we move into talking about being filled with the Spirit. But in as we highlight this prayer, they're praying in the Spirit, Jude 20 and 21, "But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." I think this is so great. I've loved these scriptures together, verse 20 and 21. A lot of people stop at verse 20. But we build up or charge up ourselves on our most holy faith when we pray in the Holy Ghost. And verse 21 says, we keep ourselves in the love of God. Vitally important. I love the Amplified Classic of verse 20. It says, "But you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit." We build ourselves up, charge ourselves up, our spiritual battery, we could say, by praying in the Spirit, and we make progress. I love that. Rise like an edifice, higher and higher. So it's really important. Praying in the Spirit is also a key to spiritual maturity. The next verse says, "Guard and keep yourselves in the love of God," the first part of that. So we keep ourselves in the love of God when we pray in the Spirit. When you're praying in the Spirit, it's difficult to operate in the flesh. Think about that. When you pray in the Spirit, it's difficult to operate in the flesh. I like Romans 8, 26 and 27, where it says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." So in my infirmity or my weakness or my lack of knowledge or understanding of how to pray, I can pray with the Spirit. The Spirit helps me by praying and intercedes for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. In one translation, I believe, goes on to say inarticulate speech. So now we're talking about praying in the Spirit and groaning in the Spirit and allowing the Holy Spirit to pray through us. That verse 27 says, "And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for us according to the will of God." I'm going to refrain from looking at verse 28. No, I'm not. I'm going to look at verse 28. "And we that know that all things work together for them who love God and are called according to his purpose." And he's talking about the purpose of prayer here. Just a little thought there that all things do work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So the Holy Spirit can help us in prayer. Praise God. In 1 Corinthians 14:2, we'll start with verse 1. It says, "Follow after love or charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." He's talking about, goes into talking about spiritual gifts here, but look at this. He speaks mysteries. And one translation says divine secrets. I'm not sure if that's Arthur S. Way or not, but he speaks divine secrets. So I'm speaking to God, I'm praying to God, and I'm praying divine secrets out. Now think about that for just a minute. I don't know them. I don't know them with the natural mind, those secrets, but the Holy Spirit can reveal them to me when I pray in the Spirit, and I'm praying to God, and the Holy Spirit's praying through me. So when you have a situation where you don't know what to pray for, in your infirmity or weakness, the Holy Spirit will pray through you and pray the perfect will of God over the saints through you, and you don't have to know how to pray. But those divine secrets, God knows. You don't need to know some of those secrets because it could be about someone else's life. And you are, I like what Bill Johnson said one time. He said something like this, that when we intercede, it's untangling, working with the Holy Spirit to help untangle the challenges and the things that are wrapped around people's lives. Hallelujah. Boy, that's exciting. All right, so we've gotten far beyond what we're going to go on, but let's talk about real quick. Here's a few reasons why we should pray in tongues. I wrote these down years ago. It's really interesting. It protects your heart from evil communication in the world, all right, such as bad language, gossiping, doubt, and unbelief. Why? Because we're in the Spirit. It builds up or charges our spirits like a battery charger, and we just read that, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It helps us control our tongues, amen, and walk in love, of course. It helps us pray for others when we don't know how to pray. And most importantly, it pleases our Father God. It helps us worship God for who He is. Praying in the Spirit, hallelujah, that's an exciting part of the believer's life, and it can be part of your life as well. I encourage you, if you do pray in the Spirit, pray every day. And if you don't and you're interested, praise God, seek the Lord, look in His Word, and He'll show you. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.